This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Moltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Moltz. This is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 312. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business services solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Now, if there's one buzzword for 2015, it's the word mindfulness. But is it just some woo-woo word or touchy-feely thing, or could we actually practice mindfulness and really help our business? Coming up, I'm going to give you a way to see if it can make a difference in your business life. But first, a lot of small business owners have a weird relationship around money. Either it has no meaning at all, or it takes on a strange significance in their life. Here to help sort it out is Dr. John DeMartini. He's a leading authority in human behavior and leadership development. He's the author of 10 self-development books translated to 29 languages. He shared the stage with folks such as Sir Richard Branson, Stephen Covey, Deepak Chopra, and Donald Trump, has been interviewed by the world's leading media such as Larry King Live, The Wall Street Journal, and Oprah's O Magazine. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So why are so many business folks, I guess people in general, so screwed up around money?
Well, every human being lives by a set of priorities, a set of values, things that are most important to least important in their life. And whatever those values, that hierarchy of values is, determines how they manage their life and how they manage their money. And so many people, although they claim that they want to be financially independent and want to be wealthy, they actually have a desire to spend it on consumables and depreciables more so than save it into investments that appreciate value. And as long as they have the fantasy of being wealthy, but they don't have the values that will lead them to the decisions and actions that will lead them to wealth, they will create kind of an internal self-frustration because what they claim they want and what they actually want are two different things.
Is that because there's so much pressure in the media to actually consume things to make yourself feel good in the short run?
Well, when people do live congruently and in alignment with their highest value as a small business owner and entrepreneur, their fulfillment levels go up and they're more likely to build a brand around who they are. But when they are not congruent and they're subordinating to all the influences on the outside and playing small compared to all the outer injections of other people's expectations, the unfulfillment that results makes them buy other people's brands to feel important.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's important to build your own brand instead of live through the vicariously other people's brands.
But a lot of small business owners starting out, John, will say, well, I don't have really time to save or build my own personal wealth because I'm plowing it all into the business. Is that a cop-out?
It's unwise to put it all into the business in most cases because you need liquidity. If you look at Jim Collins when he did analysis of many different quality companies, found out the majority of those companies have liquid cash anywhere from 4 to 12 months worth of stock. Even Microsoft kept a whole year's worth of liquid capital. And that way you have stability, less volatility, higher quality clients, and you also don't have the emotions that are associated with being on empty. So it's important to keep cash and have some earn in addition to return. Put some of that back into the business, but earmark some of that back into cash to keep liquidity for opportunities and to mitigate the volatilities of the company.
And so where do you start actually to come up with this kind of plan if you're a small business owner?
Well, most people think, there's a law called Parkinson's Law. And Parkinson's Law, in a nutshell, could be stated that if you don't fill your day with high-priority actions that inspire you, it will fill up with low-priority distractions that don't.
Right.
It's very important to make a list of everything you do in a day and to prioritize it, make sure you're doing truly high-priority items that produce and that return the greatest investment return. In addition to that, saving and putting a portion of your money into your cash reserves in the company and also your personal lifestyle, not lifestyle expenditure, but savings, is to your advantage. Because when you value you, so does the world around you. When you value your company and keep liquid on cash, so do other people more likely want to pay you. Money circulates through the economy from those who value it least to those who value it most, and whoever has the most stock of capital has the most certainty and less volatility, draws in the most business, and they end up with more money. When you manage money wisely, you receive more money to manage.
You know, John, you also talk about that you need to really have a cause for wealth. What does that mean, a cause?
Well, if your whole idea about wealth is just immediate gratification, you're probably not going to be too wealthy. The greater your cause, the greater their drive for it, the greater the potential to keep it and accumulate it. A cause is something that you're really truly dedicated to that's beyond you, something that you want to do that's a contribution back into humanity, et cetera. I studied the Book of Wealth. I have a copy of it. It's a rare manuscript, rare book. There are only 400 original sets. And it said that there were three things common to extremely wealthy people. One, they felt by divine providence and human sovereignty that they were destined to serve vast numbers of people. Two, that they were designed to live a great and royal life and to keep investing in higher quality standards. And three, that they had transcended the moral illusion about money's good or evil and realized it's simply a means of exchanging for fair exchange and sustainability. When people have a greater cause, a reason to serve vast numbers of people, they end up with a greater reward with wealth. So they always say that structure your finances in such a way that's wise, it's electronically done, so you don't have emotions that disturb it, and go out and serve vast numbers of people, and you've got a fortune coming.
Now, well, what do you say to the folks that will remark that, well, I don't really have a chance to actually build wealth because I've come from a place where I don't have the economic opportunities that other people do, like if they inherit it? Where do those people start?
Well, without a doubt, inheriting wealth has its drawbacks, too.
Sure.
Because sometimes it can rob people of dignity, accountability, responsibility, and drive. But it also, if it's used wisely, can give an advantage. But a person, I've worked down in the South Africa in the townships where kids and people don't have any money at all, and I've trained them on how to and educated them on how to save a portion of their income, and all of them grew out of that that applied it. So it doesn't matter where you start or what you've got. It's a matter of what is wisely managing it now, starting now. Take a portion of whatever you have earned and set it aside into investments, first into savings, then put it in investments, put a portion of it into depreciation storage, so you're storing it for depreciation and emergencies. Make sure you put some of it to taxes. Structure your finances wisely, because whoever puts the most order and organization around their wealth and their finances and puts their financial house in order draws more opportunities to build wealth. So structure it, start now, don't wait for extra. But if you don't fill your day with high-priority things and save, it's going to come up with unexpected bills that's going to keep eroding you.
So, John, do you think that structuring it in this way really can take some of the mystique or emotion away from money? Because one of the things you talk about is that money is in itself is neither good nor evil. It's simply just money. And if I think if more people just saw it as just money, they'd be a heck of a lot happier.
Well, if they get attached and infatuated with it, the people I see that infatuate with money or resent money don't make it. They don't keep it. But the people who understand its purpose, because it was a means of fair exchange and it's for sustainability and it represents the services rendered, if you understand that and you save a portion of it, if you don't save and invest your money, you'll be a slave to money all your life, and you'll be working for it all your life. And if you start to save and invest money, you'll become its master, and it'll work for you. It'll do what your bid is. So it's wise to save a portion. I started out a ridiculous low amount 30-something years ago, with a simple amount that I didn't think I could afford at the time. You know, $10 a day, $50 a week, $200 a month. And before long, 3 months later, I raised it to $300. And 3 months later, I raised it to $500. And 3 months later, I raised it to $750, then it to $1,000. And I kept increasing it 10% every quarter until it's well over $100,000 a month. And I didn't think I could afford it at the time. But now I'm just flabbergasted by how powerful it is when you manage money wisely. I earmarked and put trenches of money into different categories that I knew I was going to spend and structured it. And the more I managed money wisely, the more the circulation in the economy brought it to me.
And so what do you do? The last question I really had for you, John, was what do you do if you're, let's say, in your mid-50s and you only have 10 more years to go before supposed retirement? Is it too late or can you always start?
Well, it's never too late, but you have to get realistic. If you're 20 years old, if you save 10% at 65, you can basically have the lifestyle that you're living through passive investment capital income. If you are sitting here at 30, it's going to take 20%. 40, it's going to take 30%. 50, it's going to take 40%. The higher you go, the longer you have to wait, the more you have to accumulate each year to get the same outcome. So it's not that it's impossible. It's just a matter of starting now. If you're 50, you still got a good 40 years to go, possibly.
Well, let's hope.
I'm 60 now, and I'm still cranking and just going. I'm in my mid-year crisis, as they say.
There you go.
Midlife crisis, halfway.
There you go. When I turned 50, my son said to me, "Well, guess, Dad, you're halfway." And I go, "We can only hope." So we're talking with Dr. John DeMartini. John, where can people get in touch with you?
Well, if they'd like to find out about more about being, the best thing to do is to go on the website, just drdemartini.com, drdemartini.com. It's just filled with information that can help people, small businesses, grow their business, grow their lives, and grow their wealth. But also on Facebook. But drdemartini.com is the place to go.
Great, John. Coming up, we're going to shift from money to mindfulness. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
Taking a look at your roadways, 8094 westbound in northwest Indiana. Two right lanes blocked near Klein with an injury crash. Not seeing a significant delay through that area. On the Chicago Skyway northbound, the ramp to the Ryan Express lanes closed until 10 a.m. All traffic diverted into the locals. That's because all those express lanes are closed until 7 on the inbound Ryan. Outbound express lanes are open and not seeing any delays on the Ryan locals. Edens and Kennedy are clear as well. No issues on the Eisenhower or Stevenson. I-57, the Ford and Lakeshore Drive moving well, and you're clear on all four area tollways in spite of some road work. Right now, 38 and overcast, 5 p.m. rain tomorrow with a high near 39. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
So, there's been a lot of change going on in Chicago radio. You may be a little confused by some of what you're hearing on other radio stations. But you can be sure there's only one station in Chicago that's talking about the issues that matter to you. And everyone is talking about that station.
The Answer.
The Answer.
And The Answer.
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 Wow, it's The Answer.
Have you found The Answer?
This is The Answer.
Would you like The Answer?
This is The Answer.
We're AM 560.
It's The Answer.
Mandy, how are you? So I heard you and Kyla started your own yoga studio. Congrats.
Hi, Janice. Yeah, we've been talking about starting our own business for years. It's called Sunlight Yoga. You should definitely come check it out.
Wow, yeah, I definitely will. So are you two a partnership or LLC or what?
Well, we really don't have any official organization like that. We are just a small business.
Well, yeah, but aren't you afraid of someone getting hurt at your studio? You don't want to be personally liable for that, do you?
Well, no, I guess I haven't really thought about that.
Speaking from my own experience starting my own interior decorating company, there are so many things you have to figure out when it comes to starting your own business.
Maybe you're right. Do you know any good lawyers?
Sure, Saper Law Offices. They specialize in this kind of law. They can help you form your business organization, register your trademark, and draft all of your contracts and agreements you'll need to set up your business for success.
For able and experienced small business lawyers and affordable, accessible legal services, call Saper Law Offices at 312-527-4100 or visit Saper Law at SaperLaw.com.
Okay, let's see. We need a timeline, lunch menu, vegetarian options, tables and chairs, some sort of buffet setup, coffee and tea, cupcakes, dessert options.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, but the successful ones all have one thing in common. They start and end with a professional team that really understands what you want. Tasty Catering serves up the finest menus for all companies. And with event planning and rental services, you won't need to contact any other companies to plan your entire event. It can all be done right here. TastyCatering.com even has online event resources, like the exclusive venue finder, so your planning is efficient. You can be sure your hosting the most successful event possible. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View menus and more when you visit tastycatering.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, there's a word that's really making its way into the small business owner's lexicon this year, and that word is mindfulness. It seems to be the solution to a lot of what ails us, and strangely enough, it means to slow down and not really speed up. But can practicing mindfulness really help you as a small business owner. Here to help is a sworn enemy of the status quo. Molly Rudberg works with individuals and organizations to get gutsy, craft change, and overthrow the belief system that limit their possibility and potential. Part business strategist, marketing maven, and status quo questioner, Molly's clients prefer to color outside the lines, question convention, take action in order to do work that matters and live a life of meaning. She's got a new book out that she co-wrote. It's called From the Yoga Mat to the Corner Office. Molly, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Now, the good news is there's probably a lot of business owners out there that actually have a mat in the corner in their office today, right?
They do. Yep.
And so what is this thing called mindfulness? Is it just a bunch of woo-woo fairy tale junk, or can it really help us in our business?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we spent a lot of time the last 3.5-4 years doing the research to see if that's indeed true. And it is true. I mean, the research shows us, and certainly our reach out to our network of business owners, executives, large corporations, it's true. Mindfulness, yoga, it really is a place to look that feeds success. So, when we're talking about mindfulness, we're talking about a moment-to-moment awareness of our thoughts, our feelings, body sensations, our surrounding environment. And we know how it is these days for working professionals. I mean, it's a time of unprecedented change, constant disruption, constant connection. We're always connected to technology. So we know that those things will likely not change, kind of the new normal. And so it's life will probably become even more unpredictable. So we're kind of always finding ourselves in the unknown. And that's where yoga and mindfulness steps in. And so, this is where we find a lot of our working professionals spending time these days on the mat, literally in their office or out of their office. It's been an incredible shift.
So let's talk about what really mindfulness is. Does it just mean doing yoga, or is it just saying, all right, let me slow down from all of this multitasking, let me sit back, let me breathe? What are all the things you can do to practice mindfulness if you can't get to a yoga class or don't do yoga?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, mindfulness is maintaining a moment-to-moment awareness. And for business professionals, especially entrepreneurs, that is challenging. It's difficult. You're kind of moving from one place to the next. So what mindfulness offers is a place and a way of being in your work world that allows you to just be with your thoughts and feelings without judging them. As I said, it's, you know, work can get crazy. And so it's whether you're in the office or you're on a yoga mat, something as simple as breath and breathing, taking 20 seconds in your chair before you're making a huge decision to breathe in and breathe out. That in and of itself, research has shown, can dramatically shift how we choose the things we decide. It's pretty incredible. So something as simple as 20 seconds of deep breathing can shift how a business owner shows up and the decisions that business owner makes.
All right, so we got hundreds of thousands of small business owners listening. Can we do those 20 seconds right now?
We can.
All right, so how do you take us through it?
Sure. Well, let me just say, I mean, it is as simple as sitting in your chair or sitting on your mat and breathing in through your nose, a deep breath through your nose, and then releasing through your mouth. 20, 30 seconds.
All right, that's so can we try 20 seconds?
Absolutely.
And what I will do is I will actually simulate the breathing so we don't have dead air space, all right? How's that?
I like that.
Or do you just want to, or should we just actually, we can do that, or you can just count to 20. What do you think the best way to do it is?
Well, let's just do it. Let's take the time, the 20 seconds. Just take the deep breath in. And then the deep breath out. And it really is, Barry, in those moments, a release. So it's taking in all of the stress that we're taking on as business owners. And listen, I get it. I do it. I take that stress on every day. So it's taking in and breathing in the stress and really mindfully pushing it out of your body. I mean, researchers at Yale University have found that stress actually reduces the volume of gray matter in the areas of the brain associated with self-control, right? So how we're making decisions, how we're showing up. So something, again, as simple as 20 to 30 seconds of breath.
I think that's wonderful. Now, you talk about in the book that there are really 9 principles that really can support this. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when we did our research and we talked to people at organizations like Facebook and tons of small companies too, what we found, we distilled out these 9 principles, things like stretch, strength, flexibility, grace, all of these things that you see taking place on a yoga mat. Now, Barry, have you done yoga?
I have. My wife, Sarah, is actually a yoga teacher.
I love it.
So I have my own private instructor. And when the boys were little, we didn't have we used to have the yoga minute where at night we used to do one pose as a family.
This is exactly it. And so you're familiar. I mean, the thing is that when we start doing yoga on the yoga mat, we start to experience flexibility. We're actually experiencing endurance and building endurance. When you're on a yoga mat, there is a lot of focus that is needed, as you know, for 1 minute of yoga, especially for your boys. I'm sure you've seen this. It takes a lot of focus and intention. And so what we say is, as a leader of an organization or as an entrepreneur and owner of a business, these are exactly the things that we take on as leaders, as masterful leaders. So really taking on focus and flexibility and endurance. These are the things that help to unleash even more possibility in our businesses and for ourselves.
We're talking with Molly Rudberg. She's the co-author of a great new book. It's called From the Yoga Mat to the Corner Office. You can reach her on Twitter at MindBusinessZen. Molly, one of the things that's interesting about this approach is it's everything. It's really the opposite of we got to accomplish more. We got to do more. We got to multitask. We got to rush, rush, rush. Our phone's ringing. Our things are buzzing. It's hard to slow down.
It is hard to slow down, and it really does come down to choice. I mean, again, it goes back to also looking at what leaders and what business owners are looking for now. I mean, the business world has dramatically shifted. Our survey found that business leaders and business professionals are really feeling out of sync, and they're seeking a greater connection to the mind, body, and spirit. It's happening. And so what we saw was that focus, you know, stretching, getting out of our comfort zone, strength, all the things that are part of yoga and part of mindfulness are really necessary when we are trying to build business, when we're trying to think outside the box. And so it's happening, whether we like it or not. You know, our employees, our staff are looking for organizations and cultures that have a more mindful approach and are wanting to have more mindful conversations. So it's, you know, it really benefits a leader or an owner of an organization to take a look at what mindfulness can offer.
Now, those of know me know that every couple of years we go on a big vacation. We just came back from India for about 2.5 weeks. And when I go away on these trips, I actually do, Molly, a digital fast where I don't interact with anybody except really who's there. And what I found this year was that it really boosted my creativity because there was space in my mind to think about other things and also to connect actually with the people that were in front of me. So yeah. I highly recommend that we do that, especially on a daily basis. It shouldn't have to wait for me every 2 years.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, it is, Barry, you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, what you are giving, the gift that you're giving to yourself is the disconnect, but also you're being fully present with your family and you're being fully present in the space that you're in to really take in the culture, to really take in the experience fully. And that's what we're missing when we're moving from one thing to the next. We're actually missing those connections and those relationships and the opportunity to really know oneself. And right. So it's a great idea. The digital fast is, yes, highly recommended.
I recommend it. Well, Molly, loved your book. Where can people get a copy of it and stay in touch with you?
Yeah, so obviously you mentioned the Twitter handle. Also, you can go to Yoga Mat Corner Office online and check out the book there and the acknowledgments. And you can always find us on Facebook, of course, Twitter, and gosh, just Google.
Thanks so much, Molly. Coming up next, starting a company, what should the legal structure be? I'll tell you exactly how to make the correct choice. This is AM 560, The Answer.
So there's been a lot of change going on in Chicago radio. You may be a little confused by some of what you're hearing on other radio stations. But you can be sure there's only one station in Chicago that's talking about the issues that matter to you. And everyone is talking about that station.
The Answer.
The Answer.
And the Answer.
The Answer.
The Answer.
The Answer.
The Answer.
The Answer.
Wow, it's The Answer.
Have you found The Answer?
This is The Answer.
Would you like The Answer?
This is The Answer.
We're AM 560.
It's The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Gunfire erupting Saturday at a Pennsylvania shopping mall just east of Pittsburgh. Police saying two males and one female were shot inside a Macy's in Monroeville. All three hospitalized.
We believe that one of those three people that were shot was a targeted individual.
Monroeville Police Chief Doug Cole. The gunman got away, still being sought. Police looking at the mall's surveillance video. Four people, all related, seven to adult, were shot and killed in Douglasville, Georgia on Saturday outside Atlanta. The gunman then killed himself.
There were seven gunshot victims, five of those now that we know fatalities and two of those injuries. Deputies tell us that they found bodies both inside and outside of that home, and they still don't know what led to the shooting.
Nicole Estefan with Fox affiliate WAGA in Atlanta. Two children are hurt. One of those killed the gunman's ex-wife. Fox News. We report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the roads, your only major problem on 8094 westbound in northwest Indiana. That's an injury crash near Klein blocking two right lanes. Not seeing too much of a delay in that area. The rest of the roads in northwest Indiana are looking good. No issues on the Edens or the Kennedy. Inbound side has the express lanes and they're wide open at 8 minutes. Eisenhower and the Stevenson are flowing freely. Over on the Dan Ryan inbound side, express lanes are closed until 7 o'clock. The ramp from the Skyway onto those local to those express are closed as well. That should all be done by 7 a.m. Right now, it's 38 degrees and overcast, a 40% chance of rain after 4 tomorrow, and a high near 39. This report sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today, as the world's fastest amputee, he runs the 100-meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Have a great idea for a business, but not sure where to start? Turn your dream into a reality. Visit startwithsage.com to access business planning tools, templates, and other helpful resources. Soon you'll feel the pride of ownership that every small business owner gets to experience. You can do it, and Sage is here to help you along the way. Start turning your great idea into a small business. Visit startwithsage.com today.
As a small business owner, you wake every morning feeling like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel. Your energy and interest are waning. You've tried many things to turn your business around, but you failed. You and your business are literally stuck. You keep looking for that magic bullet that will be the tipping point to take it to the next level. Sound familiar? You're not alone, and help is on the way. Read Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. It reveals the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Go to BarryMoltz.com.
Hey, Jeff, man, you look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm finally done stressing about my company's technical issues. I went all in with Turnkey IT.
That's why you look so relaxed?
Sure. All in with Turnkey IT was the best resolution I've ever made. I got brand new, brand name equipment for my office. That's new computers, servers, cloud usage, support, the whole nine. Now I can focus on my business while Turnkey takes care of the technical stuff.
That sounds like a huge undertaking.
Nah, Turnkey IT did their diagnosis seamlessly and installed all new equipment right away. And it's all covered with warranties, help desk, and on-site support. So if anything breaks, Turnkey fixes it until 2019. And it was affordable.
Wow. Well, congrats to the first resolution you'll keep.
Stop procrastinating and get a fresh start with Turnkey IT today. Visit turnkey.pro and go all in for your company's IT needs. Visit turnkey.pro today.
If you're all in at the bar, I'm all in for a beer.
Cheers.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
I get a lot of questions when people start a business. And at the top of the list always is, what kind of business do I incorporate as and where do I do it? And what is it going to cost me? Here to help is Nellie Acalp. She's a serial entrepreneur and small business expert. She currently serves as the CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service where she helps entrepreneurs start a business, incorporate or form an LLC, and offers free business compliance tools. Nellie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry, for having me. Good morning.
So what is the number one gotcha when people say, all right, I got to start a business, I got to incorporate? What mistake do they make?
They often have an attorney incorporate them for them, and I'm a law school graduate, and my husband and I started our first legal document filing company back in 1997 when we decided that, you know, the paperwork to incorporate a business or form an LLC really does not have to be taken to an attorney with all those horrendous legal fees, and you can simply do it on your own or utilize the assistance of a reputable document filing company to assist you with those filings.
So where do I start? Am I going in my state, my Secretary of State, or can I just go online and I can use a service from anywhere and then choose the state?
You know, you can do the filing on your own. There's a ton of do-it-yourself services out there. You can directly go to the state and file the paperwork on your own. However, as a small business expert, I recommend utilizing a reputable company such as my company and the services we offer here at CorpNet.com, because we can save you a ton of time, a ton of money, and a ton of potential errors that can be made by the small business owner handling the paperwork on their own. And really why, it's because there's a ton of steps that need to be taken if you're going to actually embark on taking this on as an entrepreneur yourself, such as making sure that the name is available with the state before you actually file the paperwork with the state.
And so there's two parts to this. There's the charge that the state actually charge you to become a corporation, and then there's charges for a company like yours to help out. Give us an idea of what those charges range from.
So where are you located, Barry?
We're located in Illinois.
Okay. So, wow, that's an expensive state.
It is expensive. That's why we all go to Delaware.
So typically we can use Delaware or California where I am as an example. You're absolutely correct. There are state filing fees associated in bringing a corporation or LLC into existence. And if you were to file the paperwork on your own and do all the filings on your own, then you're only limited to paying the state filing fees. And then any compliance fees that are due on an annual or biannual time to actually keep the company in compliance, you know, with state formalities. However, if you were to utilize the services of a company such as ours, then in addition to the state filing fees, you would have to pay a minimal service fee for us to take care of this filing for you. But you get the, you know, you get the the guarantee that the filing is going to be done error-free, and you get the peace of mind that the filing is going to be done quickly, affordably, without any errors, and you get our lifetime services of making sure that the corporation or LLC is in compliance for the lifetime of the business.
Which is really important. I always say I recommend never doing two things on your own. One is filing your own payroll, and the other, never to incorporate on your own. Services like you are well worth it. The last question I wanted to ask you, Nellie, was how does a small business owner decide which type of company to incorporate as? There seems to be so many choices out there going from C to S to LLC.
You know, that's a great question, Barry. We have a great application right on the homepage of our website, which is called our Business Structure Wizard, which literally walks you through by asking you a set of questions and spitting out which business structure is the right business structure for you to set up your business under. But in a nutshell, it really depends on your tax situation as a small business owner and really what your exit strategy is with the company. For a small business owner, really there are two types of entities out there, the S-corporation or the LLC. The S-corporation is great for a small business owner who can qualify because as a small business owner with the S-corp, you can also list yourself as an employee of the corporation. There's a little bit more formalities involved with the S corporation, but again, if you're a small business owner and you want to continue to reinvest the profits into the company and also be an employee of your own company and you can qualify as an S corp, then the S corporation is the best way to go. Other than that, the LLC alternatively is a great entity for a small business owner who wants the liability protection but does not want to deal with all the corporate formalities that otherwise you'd be having to comply with by being a corporation. And those are typically the two types of entities that we recommend for a small business.
Nellie, thank you so much for being on the show. You can go to www.corpnet.com. Coming up, we're going to show you in 2015 how to get your small business unstuck. Isn't it time you made the money you deserve? This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your roadways, things and moving at light volume in spite of the overnight roadwork finishing up. Eden's inbound and outbound clear. Kennedy in, two left lanes still blocked from Lake to the Burns Circle. Not seeing a delay though. 20 O'Hare to downtown, 8 in the express lanes. Outbound clear as well. Eisenhower, Stevenson, and the Dan Ryan moving at posted speeds. Inbound side has the express lanes closed from Marquette to 47th. That goes on until 7 o'clock. I-57 and the Bishop Ford are problem free. You're flowing freely on Lakeshore Drive. On the Reagan westbound, you're seeing some two left lane closure from Raymond to Route 59. A full closure will happen before 6 a.m. That'll go on for 15 minutes. 38 degrees and overcast right now. A 40% chance of rain after 4 o'clock on Sunday later on. Some areas of fog as well. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Your business is stuck. It's not where you thought it would be after starting it so many years ago. You're not making the money you need. Some of the reasons: it's stuck. You let today's emergencies dictate your plan. You take dangerous risks instead of calculated actions. Your customers can't find you when they're ready to buy. Your fear of rejection stops you from selling. Maybe you stop marketing as soon as your revenue increases. You hate your customers. You only hire employees who are weaker than you. Maybe you allow lousy employees to overstay their welcome. You think your business is only about growing sales. Learn the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them in Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. Go to BarryMaltz.com. Pick up the book. Learn the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Get Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. Go to BarryMaltz.com.
Are you tired of being overweight? Do you struggle with food cravings? Do you get tired during the day? Do you have problems sleeping at night? Do you exercise but still find it hard to lose weight? Have you tried every new diet out there? Does your body look and metabolize like everyone else's?
Of course it doesn't. So you don't need a one-size-fits-all diet. You have individual needs. It's time you had some individual answers for your weight loss concerns. If you're ready for some answers, then go to LincolnParkWeightLoss.com and register for a free weight loss seminar from Errant Healthcare. They'll teach you how to finally lose weight and keep it off. Seating is limited at each seminar, so go to LincolnParkWeightLoss.com now or call 312-640-2020 to register for this free informative weight loss seminar brought to you by Dr. Richard Arendt at Lincoln Park Weight Loss. Visit LincolnParkWeightLoss.com now or call 312-640-2020.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. And I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
My ex-boyfriend created a fake Facebook profile and posted naked pictures of me.
One of my business competitors posted a completely fabricated and financially ruinous Yelp review about my business.
One of my opponents for county chair outright lied in an online interview and said that I cheated on my husband.
Don't be a victim of social media defamation. Get help and fight back. Call Saper Law Offices at 312-527-4100 or visit Saper Law at saperlaw.com.
As a small business owner, you wake every morning feeling like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel. Your energy and interest are waning. You've tried many things to turn your business around, but you've failed. You and your business are literally stuck. You keep looking for that magic bullet that will be the tipping point to take it to the next level. Sound familiar? You're not alone, and help is on the way. Read Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. It reveals the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Go to barrymoltz.com.
Finally, the award you've been waiting for, Contracting Business Magazine's Contractor of the Year Award. This award goes to a company who since 1935 has upheld a tradition of excellence and a culture of caring. And the award goes to Air Comfort.
Air Comfort understands that your mechanical system is important to the productivity and success of your business. They have the capabilities and expertise to keep your commercial HVAC systems running reliably and efficiently. From system design and installation to ongoing maintenance and service to energy-saving strategies, Air Comfort brings their talents and expertise to work for your commercial business. Find out if Air Comfort's winning team can help you and your business. Visit aircomfort.com. That's aircomfort.com.
With a strong culture and great team, Air Comfort is poised to continue its winning tradition. Congratulations, Air Comfort!
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
A very interesting statistics from Forbes magazine where they said that 71% of sales leads are lost by sales teams not following up quickly enough. Now, is this because salespeople are lazy, or is it because they don't have the tools to follow up, or are they just inundated by too many unqualified leads? Here to help is Ariana Beal. She runs Mintigo's customer success organization. She brings more than 20 years of experience in customer-facing leadership roles within software and SaaS companies. Ariana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
So is it, which is it? Are they lazy, too many leads, or don't have the right tools?
They're definitely not lazy. I mean, salespeople are more eager than ever. The problem that we see is that there is just such a vast amount of data coming into these organizations, and often salespeople don't know where to focus their efforts on, and obviously they don't have the tools to do it. So what they're trying to do is they're just trying to get through the quickest leads that come in, and often those aren't the right ones.
So how do I set up my sales organization so I have the right tools that really can qualify the people? Because I find a lot of us are wasting a lot of time with folks that are never, ever, ever, ever going to buy from us.
That's so true. So what we advise these companies to do is to build in the intelligence to understand where are their highest converting leads. Make sure that you understand that the person that you're calling has the highest propensity to convert. And there are tools that you can put in place to help reps actually do that.
And so which tools do you suggest, and how can Mintigo help?
So we have a predictive marketing platform for enterprises, and we use big data analytics to help customers discover who their ideal customer profile is. So we have this concept of a customer DNA. There's a lot of data that goes into that, but once you understand who your customer is, every lead that comes in gets scored against that model and that customer DNA, and the output to the sales rep is, this is a great lead to follow up right away. This lead is something that you should put off for later, or this third lead is something that should go through a nurturing track.
So what kind of organizations does this work for? Just the folks that are doing some kind of complex or relationship sales rather than a transactional type of sale?
For both. We see it happening for both. For transactional sales, of course, it becomes even more urgent because the number of leads coming in, there's just a volume issue. But even for the more complex sales, you know, there's a process that you want to take your leads through to make sure that every single lead ultimately is taken care of. And some can be taken care of quickly and will convert to deals faster. And others just need to go through longer nurturing cycles because they're more complex business phases.
All right, the last question I have for you is, how long and how expensive is it to implement something like this?
It takes about 4 to 5 weeks to get up and running. The challenge is getting the data from the customer. Often they don't really know what is in their data. So when they deliver it to us, we go through an exercise of trying to analyze it and clean it up. Once we get that in place, then it's really just building the model, setting up the system, and then within a couple of weeks, they could be up and running and they can start maintaining this themselves.
And what about the cost?
It's anywhere between $100,000 upwards.
So it's pretty expensive investment, but you've seen the return.
We've seen incredible returns. I mean, we've seen customers who have just been more efficient, have been
Excellent.
Able to follow up on all of their leads better, have actually seen tangible ROI from these types of tools, yes.
Ariana, thanks for being on the show. You can contact Ariana at www.mintigo.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this episode. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nick Steva, and of course, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin. And our producer behind the glass, Debbie. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, give me a call at 773-935-5181. Isn't this the year to move your company to the next level, to make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
It's satisfying being a